day a spaceship landed in Hammersmith. It was a pleasant spring day, an ideal day for a walk in the park, a day to push the baby buggy and be glad you were alive. There'd been at least 20 such sparkling days that spring, and perhaps a billion or more of them since the Earth began, and nothing had ever happened to spoil them, but a few small fires or a slight head cold in the evening, or a rain squall. This spring day, in the middle of the marvellous 20th century, was different. It was to be the most different day that had happened to mankind since the dawn of time. The thing was noticed in Tokyo first on the Japanese radar.
This is Mumbai, India. Oh my god, a giant chapati is going to land on New Delhi.
Then in Russia.
Mr. Putin! Look at this green! There is an oversized Cossack dancer in the skies above Moscow! That must be that grand baby balloon he's gifted his mornings!
And all over Europe.
Roma is about to be covered in a giant pizza.
We will only allow it in with the proper documentation.
What the fuck is that up there?
Before finally arriving over England.
I say, that thing must be doing 4,000 miles an hour.
That can't be an aircraft, sir. It must be a buzz bomb.
We might need to think about the alarm. No need to overpanic. Maybe faulty equipment.
I'll keep calm and carry on, shall I, sir?
The British radar screen quickly confirmed the fact that there was nothing wrong with any of the radar, and that there was indeed something very gravely wrong 40 miles out in space, far above the Earth.
Lupton at Northolt Airfield to Heathrow. Northolt Airfield to Heathrow. I have an object at 200,000 feet, 400 miles an hour.
We need to enact emergency defence plan. I'll tell the commander at Felton Barracks to mobilise operational defence immediately.
Tell them to hurry. There are less than an hour away.
Then it was here. The spaceship had arrived. Burning down through the sky over West London, moving over the Hammersmith Bridge, across the Broadway towards Shepherd's Bush, hovering over the Goldhawk Road, before descending into Ravenscourt Park.
They're here, they've come. Oh God, what is going to happen to us?
Not a sound. Stillness. Not a move from the cordon of tanks and armoured cars surrounding the ship, or the troops in full battle dress. Not a sound or gesture from the monstrous domed disc resting on the grass. The first that the residents of Hammersmith and Fulham learnt of the spaceship's arrival was through a newsflash.
This is the BBC News with a newsflash. A spaceship designed for travel outside the Earth's atmosphere landed in Ravenscourt Park, West London today at 3:47 PM GMT. We still do not know where it came from. The mayor and councillors have asked everyone to remain calm and emphasise that there is no sign of life from inside the ship. Hang on just a minute. It seems like something is happening. The spaceship is opening up. I believe that someone or something is coming out. Over to you, our correspondent on the ground.
Oh my God!
Keep calm, everybody. Don't get excited. Keep calm. Quiet.
Something strange is indeed happening. A wedge has opened in the smooth, unbroken metal skin of the spaceship. A ramp is slithering out onto the grass. From inside, against our eerie glow of unearthly light, spaceship, I can just about make out our visitor from outer space. I can't see if it's a man or a woman, but on first glance it looks uncannily like us. The creature is wearing a close-fitted suit, rather like a deep-sea diver's armour, but out of alien material. His head is concealed by a spherical helmet. He's holding up his hand. Hang on a second, I think he's going to speak.
We have come to visit you in peace.
and with goodwill receive me as a friend.
It's coming down the ramp. Watch it. Keep those guns trained on him.
He's going for something in his tunic, sir. Mum!
Quiet.
It's a ray gun or something. I'm going to let him have it. Get him before he gets us.
No, no, wait. Oh, you fool, you've injured it. Hold back that crowd. Everybody, back.
What are we going to do now, sir?
It was, it's not a weapon.
You understand us?
It was a gift for your Prime Minister to allow you to study life on other planets. Perhaps get new trade agreements. Something you will need once you leave the EU.
What's bothering the crowd, Sergeant Major? Tell him to... Oh my God!
A nightmare in the form of an enormous robot was standing on the ramp leading out of the spaceship. A mechanical giant, monstrous, all metal and menace, with a visor in his helmet, lifting slowly, revealing a dreadful light boiling within that metal head. And suddenly, out of that incandescence, a narrow ray.
I don't believe it. The sway laser from the robot's eyes have reduced the rifles, tanks and artillery into vapour and mush of steel. Oh my God, back to the studio. I'm getting out of here.
God, neglect of Rascal. God, neglect of Rascal.
Let's get you to a hospital.
Thanks, Doctor. Hello. Hello. Are you awake? Are you awake?
Good afternoon.
The doctors tell me your wound is not serious.
No. It amazes them that it's almost healed already.
You must be very robust.
An indication of my powers.
I should introduce myself. I'm Daryl Brown, the mayor of Hammersmith. I've been told you speak our language fluently, Mr. Mrs.
Just Clacto.
The council have asked me to convey their deepest apologies for what has happened. Your arrival took us by surprise. Have you been travelling long?
About 5 months. Your months.
You must have come a long way.
About 250 million of your miles.
The council is very curious to know where you have come from.
From another planet. Let's just say that we are neighbours.
Here on Earth, we don't usually think of other planets as neighbours.
I'm afraid. In the present situation, you'll have to learn to think that way.
In the present situation?
The reasons for my coming here. I need to talk to the people who have power in this land.
You'd rather discuss it personally with our Prime Minister?
No, I want to meet with the leaders of all the nations on this planet.
That won't be easy to organise.
But this is one of the smallest planets in the universe. Your leaders must see each other all the time.
Plato, you need to understand that this planet is divided by tensions and suspicions. We have some very strange men in power who do not like cooperating with the rulers of other countries.
Farah, my mission here concerns the existence of every last creature who lives on Earth. It must not be complicated by the childish jealousies, intrigues, suspicions of your planet.
Our problems are very complex. You must not judge us too harshly.
I'm impatient with stupidity. My people have learned to live without it.
The Prime Minister will, of course, do her best to bring about the meeting you desire. However, I fear it will be quite useless. I wish it were otherwise. I'm very sorry.
Wait. Before making any grave decisions, I think I should get out among your people and become familiar with the basis for these strange, unreasoning attitudes that end up with the shooting of an unarmed visitor.
I'm sorry, but I must tell you that our military people insist that you do not attempt to leave the hospital. The door will be locked. I'm sure you understand. Goodbye. Good day.
They think that locking the door will keep me in. We'll see about that.
Klatau escaped, but to the embarrassment of the military, the news of his disappearance was leaked. Over to our correspondent outside, who is there on the ground in Hammersmith.
The authorities at Hammersmith's Charing Cross Hospital are still refusing to comment on how she managed to escape, except to say that she broke out into a hospital locker and stole clothing belonging to the staff doctor. While the government does not minimise the crisis, it urges people all over the world to remain calm, stating that everything that can be done is being done.
Calm, he says. Sure, the situation is desperate.
Amongst the countless millions glued to the radio were the Tierney family. In the bed and breakfast, Mrs. Tierney ran on the Goldhawk Road. Listening to the wireless with her was her daughter Helen and her granddaughter Patsy.
We are warned of her, however, that this is no ordinary manhunt. We may be up against powers that are beyond our control or understanding, and that we...
Mary, Mother of God, would they have given us a bit of peace?
Oh, Granny.
I was listening to that, Mum.
Mum, do you think that the spaceman might need somewhere to stay? We've an empty room. Granny could rent it to him.
I tell you, if that feckin' spaceman knocks on my door and threatens to harm any of us, I'd be after him with such a punch that he won't beat this universe that he lands in, but one after the one after that. Now I'd best go and make sure that the door is shut. Now come on, all of ye. Pick up those chairs. We're going to barricade ourselves in. Who knows what harm that gumbean from outer space could do to our front room?
Mum, what's wrong?
Good evening. I saw that vacancy sign outside.
How did you get in? I locked the front door myself.
But your notice in the window, if you're Irish, come into the parlour. There's
visitors are welcome on the mat. I presume that the door would be open, and it was. I did not mean to frighten you.
Well, you certainly did, Mr.
Rourke.
Patrick Rourke. Rourke, did you say? Wasn't that my mother's maiden name?
So you could be one of Granny's many cousins.
I'm looking for a room, and I expected you'd be looking for a nice cup of tea.
No, thank you.
Oh, you will?
Really?
Oh, you will?
I don't drink tea.
An Irish man who doesn't drink a cup of tea? You sure you're Irish?
I had a cup once and didn't like it.
Ah, go on, go on, go on. Give it another try.
Oh, okay then.
You will in that case. I do have a nice room.
What did I tell you? I'll put the kettle on.
I expect you're tired after your journey. I'll show you your room and then you can put your feet up and have a nice cup of tea.
Thank you.
So, this Sunday morning, we asked the question that has been plaguing the entire world for 2 days now. Where is the creature and what is he up to? If he could build a spaceship that can fly to Earth and a robot that can destroy our tanks and guns, what other terrors can he unleash at will? Jesus, Mary and Holy Saint Joseph.
I wish you'd stop reading that rubbish.
We must track down this monster and destroy him before he destroys us. Saints, preserve us. They're leaving us all here to die.
So it's a case of no blacks, no dogs, no Irish, no spacemen. Is it, Mum?
And what is that supposed to mean?
You're always going on about how people are prejudiced against you when you first arrived. Well, don't prejudice the spaceman. He might be all right.
Then tell me, why did he escape?
Maybe he's afraid.
Afraid? The fella whose own robot can melt the steel of an army tank?
You can hardly blame him. After all, it was shot at the minute it landed here. I wonder what I'd do.
Perhaps before deciding upon a course of action, it would want to know more about the people here.
Sure, the people of Hammersmith and Fulham are as normal as people from anywhere else.
A person from another planet might disagree with you.
That'll be Tom. I'll go.
That awful robot standing there like an ugly iron statue. It gives me the shivers.
Morning, Tom.
Hi, gorgeous. Come here.
Down, boy. Patsy might see us, and Mum's beady eyes and flapping ears are never far away.
All set for our day out? I picked up some sandwiches. Put some petrol in the car and the radio's busted so we forget all about this spaceman for a day, huh?
I'm really sorry, Tom, but I haven't been able to arrange for anyone to stay with Patsy. Mum just told me that she's going out later. I don't suppose we could take him with us.
Well, I suppose we could. Hang on a sec. Isn't your mum too terrified to leave the house? That spaceman and all that,
It's rollover jackpot at the bingo this week, and a friend is giving her a lift. I don't know who else to ask.
I haven't any plans.
Well, who's this?
Mr. Rourke is Mum's new guest. Tom is my boyfriend.
I'd be glad to spend the day with Patsy, if you'd let me.
Great, thanks.
We got on very well yesterday evening. I thought she might show me around the city today. Take me on a London bus or one of those things you call tube trains.
I'm not sure. After all, we only just...
Please, I'd enjoy it. And you look like you need a break.
Oh, please, Mum. Mr. Rourke said he'd help me with my maths homework. And I don't want to spoil your picnic.
He's right.
You've been working hard, very hard, not to mention having had to move out of your flat because of the infestation. You deserve a day off.
Well, if everyone's sure, now Patsy, be polite and remember that you are showing Mr. Rourke the parts of London that he would like to see and not the other way around.
Of course.
Here, buy yourself and Mr. Rourke an ice cream.
Wow, thanks, Tom.
That's settled then. Let's get those sums finished and then we can be off. So, this is Whitehall.
And this is the cenotaph. It's a war memorial.
What's that?
Don't you know? They're to remember people like my dad who were killed in the war. Don't they have places like this in your country?
We don't have any wars in my country.
I wish we had lived in your country.
What would you like to do now?
Go to the pictures. There's a new Superman movie.
That sounds interesting.
Tom gave me £20. He's never done that before. We'll buy the tickets with that.
But I want to treat you. Look, do you think they'd accept these?
Blimey, what are they? Diamonds?
Well, in some places, these are what people use for money. They're easy to carry and they don't wear out.
I'll bet they're worth £1 million.
Would you give me your £20 note for two of these?
I don't think I should. My mum wouldn't like it.
Why not?
She says that I shouldn't take advantage of people. Superman doesn't start yet. Is there anything else you want to do?
There is something very important that I need to do, but first I need to ask you something. Who do you think is the cleverest person on this planet?
What about the spaceman? He walked through a locked door and no one else can do that.
I was speaking of Earthlings.
Earthlings? That's a funny thing to say. What about the Prime Minister? She lives just over there in Downing Street.
No, I need someone much cleverer than a politician.
Like a professor.
And where will I find one of those?
My mum works at King's College, part of London University. It's just around the corner on the Strand. There are loads of clever people in there.
Would they have someone who is good at maths?
That would be Professor Barnhart. He's my mum's boss. She says that he's the best maths professor in the world.
Then let's go and see if he's in.
No answer. Maybe the professor's in a lecture.
Are you sure that this is his office?
Look in there. Books all over the place. Chalkboards full of numbers. Oh no, the door's locked.
Try again.
How did that happen?
We'll go in and wait for him. I'm sure he won't mind.
Look at all that stuff on the chalkboard. Anyone who understands that must be really clever.
It's a problem in celestial mechanics. Ah, no.
What's the matter?
He'll never get the answer that way. I need to correct this.
Don't do that. Can't you see what it says? Don't erase, don't touch.
This is right. Check, correct, correct. And here's where he gets off the track. Well, we'll fix that.
You're a maths teacher too.
Differentiate the equation. There. Who are you?
Uh-oh.
How dare you come in like this? How dare you write on that blackboard? Do you realise the professor's been working on that problem for weeks?
He'll solve it in no time now.
What do you want?
We came to see Professor Barnhart.
Well, he's not here, and he won't be back until evening. I think you'd better leave.
Well, will you tell him that Mr. Rourke was here? Tierney's Bread and Breakfast, 46 Goldhawk Road, Shepherd's Bush. I think he'll want to talk to me.
Indeed.
Thank you. If it has entered your mind to erase what I've written on the board...
It certainly has.
Well, don't. The professor needs that information very badly. Come on, Patsy.
Rourke, Tierney's Bed and Breakfast, 46 Goldhawk Road. Don't forget to tell the professor. We'll soon see about that. Operator, give me the police.